Is it you?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's me and your other mother.
Who's the president?
Oh no.
Who is it?
Oh no.
Oh my god. That's scary.
Oh god. That just like did my your body feels like I'm in trouble.
Did your stomach fall into your hole?
Dude, it fell into my hole and through my hole.
And onto the ground.
It splat.
Hey, it's Melanie.
It's Amanda.
And welcome back to season 2 of The Internet Made Me Do It. How are you?
Are we still alive? Do we still have our rights?
I don't know. Let's find out. We're recording this on the same day that we recorded our season finale. So it's November 5th. We don't know when this is going out, but we hope everything is fine and we hope you're safe.
I know.
Is COVID gone?
Are we dead? Could you imagine if, like, we're recording this right now and by the time this comes out, I'm fucking dead?
Don't say that, bitch!
Why did I say that?
Why did I say that?
Why did I say that?
Now we have to put you in a bubble until this comes out because I can't lose you.
Oh, God. Yeah, call me Bubble Boy, baby.
Oh, I love that episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah,
Bubble Buddy.
So cute.
Guys, this is going to be a juicy, goosey episode.
Did you bring your sponges?
Like we told you. Who's got the tampons? Plug it
Pass
up.
One here.
Diva cup, anyone? I've never used one. I'm too scared.
My stance is I tried to use it once and it fucking hurt.
I know, but some people are like, it's the best thing I've ever used. I'm like, okay, well, I don't really have a problem with tampons, so.
Yeah. The thing with tampons is I am so fucking afraid of toxic shock.
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
I will not be saying the name of this person, but one of my friends in high school. Okay, guys are going, the like 1% of guys that listen to this, you're going to be absolutely terrified and grossed out. So I don't know if you want to cut out here. Anyways, so she was like, my vagina. Oh my God. My vagina is like really smelly. Like, I don't know what's going on. And we were like, did you wash it? And she's like, yeah, like, obviously. And she's like, I don't know, whatever. And you know when you're, like, young and 15, you're like, oh, my God, I'm not going to the doctor. This is so embarrassing. One day, it's me, her, and our other friend sitting in a car. And she, like, opened her legs for a second. This is so gross. I'm so sorry. I don't know if we'll put this in. And it smelled so bad. And we were like, oh my gosh, she was like, stop, blah, blah. And we're like, you need to make a freaking appointment. So she goes to the gynecologist and she comes to me the next day and says, oh my God, I had a tampon up in there and she was just like putting tampons, like she had double tampons. She didn't get toxic shock though. Like nothing bad happened to her, but like, holy shit, like a rotten tampon was just sitting
That happened to me one time. It wasn't in there to the extent where it was like a fucking zombie up my puss. But I went to like take out my tampon. I was at my friend's house. And then when I like put it in the toilet, I was like, what is this double ass popsicle fucking thing?
Oh,
like,
it came out as one?
Yeah, but it was two. I was like, when did I forget to take out this other one? But I didn't have toxic shock, as far as I know. I think I would know if I did. But I was like, what the absolute fuck? I was just jiving with two tampons.
Dude.
In my puss.
And so now, like, ever since that happened, I'm always like, how do you, like, dig up there to see if you have one stuck up there?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Anyways.
Oh, yummy. So cool.
Frick dudes.
Oh, my God. You know them, you hate them. Let's open up our fucking hearts.
And our farts.
Our hearts and our farts.
This episode is one that we've had planned since we planned this podcast. Because you guys know, we love to talk shit. It's a character flaw that we both have, but whatever.
We're only human. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm only human. Buy my record now. So we've wanted to talk about the dudes and the girlies that we've met online that we've been, like, romantically involved in that are just fucking stupid. Because, honestly, most people that you meet on the internet are trying so hard to be, like, this version of themselves that they're not really being. So then when you meet them in person, you're like, oh, you're actually a douche. Also, two of these people I have actually never met in person, so thank God. I'm going to start with the first person that I was just like, wow, you are perfect. So let's go back to Stickam. You know, I had my first kiss from a guy from Stickam. I told that, right? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. His name was... And he was literally like... how old was I? Like 17, 18. My 17-year-old heart's greatest desire. I was just like, you look like Alex Gaskarth from All Time Low. Yeah. Like, he was like a pop punk boy. Yeah. He had a lip ring. He had a nose ring. He like had the hair. He was in a band. He lived in Canada. And I was just like, oh, I've never loved anyone more. I sent him Christmas presents. We would like Skype all the time, like fall asleep on Skype. I told him like I had a huge crush on him. He like never liked me, but he just felt bad that like he had said that he liked me, so he just like kept going. Like, literally, if you don't like someone, just tell them you don't like them.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was one person that
I hate this guy
started it. Yeah. And like, obviously we're fine now. Like, we're friends on Facebook, and one time I was in the Atlanta airport, and I was walking, like, going to work, and I see this guy, I'm like, that is fucking, holy fuck, what do I do? And I'm walking towards him, and this guy's just, like, looking at me, and I felt like, oh, he knows who I am, and I'm literally, like, smiling, walking towards him, and it was not him. I was just like, and I messaged you later, I was like, I literally thought I saw you at the airport today.
Oh, that's my God. It. Wow.
But yeah, like, I've known that person for, like, 11 years. Like, that is just so crazy. So I must have been 17, yeah. I have so many Stickam ones.
The internet fucking douche nozzle experiences that I have are few and close together. Mm-hmm. And they're weird. But there was this one guy who I have only known just on the internet. And he is somebody, I think he added me on Facebook. And he found me through my friend from cosmetology school. And they knew each other. It was right after my boyfriend and I broke up. I think he lived in, like, California or something. And he would just be like, hi. Kind of like a pop punk boy.
Yeah.
Interesting. And he would, like, we talked on Skype. And we would, like, video talk a little bit. He tried to, like, have some, like, Skype sex. And he was like, I want to visit you in Arizona, and I'm gonna rent a hotel, and I'm gonna bring all these sex toys, and we're gonna fuck. And I'm like, I'm not attracted to this guy, but like, I'm bored, so like, I guess I'll like Skype sex him.
Yeah, like, I like attention.
Yeah, it was weird because, you know, I was like brokenhearted, you know, like my,
yeah,
this, a really important relationship to me ended, and I felt like weird, and I stopped talking to him, and I think he may have like threatened me with screenshots and stuff, and I was like, weird, I'm going to block you on everything, because this is really weird and scary, like, why would you do that, why would you manipulate me like that, but, yeah.
Oh, I hate him.
Yeah, it's weird, I'm like, why would you do that, that's like revenge porn, and that's illegal, so enjoy, yeah. But...
Dudes are so scary when they don't get their way, ew!
I know, it was really weird, and like... If someone threatened to do that to me now, I'd be like,
go for it. Fuck your, sit on this.
Yeah.
I'm flipping off the camera. I need to preface that I have so many stories of dudes from the internet that I've talked to, because I was literally boy crazy. But I'm just talking about like the douche nozzles right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So shout out to, if you have any romantic history with me and you're listening to this and you didn't hear yourself in these stories, good job.
Yeah.
But if you do, uh-oh, that's funny. And here I go on to my next one. This is someone that I met on Tumblr. He is like a ginger photographer. He's like this fucking, God, pop punk boy, like... Definitely listens to Tiger Shaw, like,
oh wow,
so deep. And I was like, wow, he's so cute. And he was visiting Encinitas one day, which is a town in San Diego. And I was like, oh my God, we're gonna hang out. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So we go to dinner and we watch the sunset and it's like so pretty. And he's like taking pictures of me. And then we're like sitting watching the sunset and then he grabs my face and kisses me. And I was like, okay,
cool. Okay, cool.
And then we just had like a really good date. Like we sat like on the beach like at night and it was like scary, but we were just like laying there, blah, blah. And then we go up to like a lookout point, obviously. And some things happened. The next day, he was at the same beach with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I don't think I liked him because, like, at this point, I was, like, super Christian. And he was, like, a Mormon, I think. And I was like, well, this isn't going to work out. And I, like, cared about the person being the same religion as me.
Yeah.
But I was still, like, kind of hurt. Like, I was just, like, for me, like, doing anything physical, like, even, like, if I'm, like, cuddling with someone, I'm, like, this is, like, very intimate to me. So, I, my feelings get really involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a Pisces, but what the fuck? Who is? So, I was, like, pretty hurt for, like, maybe 3 days, and then I get over it. Like, that is literally all my life, because, yeah, like, a lot of guys just, like, never gave me, like, the time of day, or, like, didn't, like, appreciate me. So I was just, like, super hurt, and then I was just like, all right. So, yeah, that was a douche, and I was like, what the hell are you, like, what is that? And he was like, I don't know, things are, like, really complicated right now. I was like, oh, fucking cry me a river, bitch.
Oh my God.
So that's a Tumblr douche.
I was in an LDR with somebody who I met online. In some ways, it was, like, really, it felt super, like, ooh, exciting and like a movie. You know what I mean? Like, two people never met. Romantic tension, I thought. And then meeting at an airport for the first time and kissing and, wow, beautiful, fun. And it's so true with, like, a long-distance relationship that everything is based off of, like, the best part of you. So for a long time, it was like, wow, this is a perfect person, and I'm so charmed, you're cute, you're funny, you love to talk to me all day, every day, that's so wonderful. And so, I mean, this person and I only really, like, met in person twice, and both times were, like, really great, and it really did, like, feel like, like a movie or like a young adult novel. Like, woo.
Wait, can we just talk about also, nothing is more iconic than meeting someone that you like at the airport. You feel, oh, like you're the fucking coolest person on the fucking planet. You're like, yeah, I'm a young adult and I'm at the airport by myself, oh, meeting a man.
I know. Woo. Right.
Anyways.
Oh my God. I know. That is some main character ass shit.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, you're like in Tucson. It's just a bunch of conservative old people around. They don't give a fuck. Yeah. They fucking hate me.
Yeah, they're like, tattoos, piercings.
She's not wearing a bra.
I can see your titties.
Oh, nipples.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I mean, I gotta say, I think the people loved us. And I remember, like, when we broke up, okay, I was mad. Let's rewind it a little bit. I was mad because we decided to say I love you. I was really nervous about it. And I'm like, I want to say it. And he was like, ooh, I love you too. And I'm like, wow, 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 wow. And then shortly after, I was like basically kind of ghosted in a way. Like there was, I wasn't fully ghosted, but he just like stopped talking to me less and less and gave me like less and less like meaningful conversation, I guess. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so when we were like in the midst of breaking up, I was talking about, I'm like, hey, when can we like see each other next? And he was like, I don't know. And then I was like, do you even want to do this anymore? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, all right, well, I guess that's we're fucking
breaking up.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why did you like lead me on with feelings? That sucked. And then, so we broke up, and then I called Melanie right after it happened. And yeah, we like, there was a big bonding moment. And then I bonded with this person's ex. And, because a similar thing happened with them, I would say it was just like the, oh, you don't actually believe in love? That's weird. And yeah, we just like broke up, and he would still like my nudes on Tumblr. And I was like, what do you want from me? You can't like my nudes on Tumblr if you don't like me anymore. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. And then he dated somebody after me, and now me and that person are good friends. And so I'm like very pro like being friends with your ex's ex, because you're like the exact same a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it rules. But yeah, that was really stupid, because it was like the relationship was real in a way, but it like also wasn't. It just felt like, I don't know, because like the feelings were real, but we only met a couple of times, and how real was it on their end? I don't fucking know. But so I would never do that again. And I'm so stupid, because after that I was like, I'm not gonna date anybody from the internet anymore. And then right. I you know, met Adam on Tumblr, so yeah. That did not work
I
out.
I said the same thing, like after like the heartache of Billy. Like, I was like, fuck this. I can meet someone. I live in Southern California. I can definitely meet someone. And then Seth was like, howdy, I'm from South Carolina. Yeehaw! I was like, aw, man, this sucks.
You're like, yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I remember in his bio on Tumblr, it said, like, Seth something SC. And I was like, it could be Southern California, but no one called it SC. Or it could be South Carolina. I was like, please be Southern California. But alas.
And it was not.
It wasn't.
Wow. Look at us.
I met my ex on Daily Booth. I don't remember how much I talked about the person Billy. I think I talked about him in the Tumblr episode. About how we were like a Tumblr couple. So we met on Daily Booth when I was like 17, and I was like, wow, you have a mullet and you play music and you're like have a nose ring and you have tattoos and you're an artist. Oh my god, ding ding ding, right up my alley. Here's where the huge problem was. I was a Christian and he was an atheist. I was just like, that doesn't matter, I don't care. But to me, in the back of my mind, I was like, well, this is obviously never going to work, because like I keep saying, at that time, religion and being a Christian was like very important to me to have in a partner. We like talked and stuff, and he was like super flirty, and I think he's 2 years older than me, maybe like a year older than me. And so I was like, whoa, he's 18. This is so cool. Maybe he was 19. I don't fucking know. I think I turned 18 when we met. Everything was fine. Everything was kosher, legal. I think I was 18. You guys know I'm so bad at dates and like all that kind of stuff. We talked for a while. I don't know how long. And then he came out to California to visit me. And I will never forget. It's like how you said, like, it's a movie. He flew into LA and then he had to take like this bus to the Irvine Spectrum, where my SoCal girlie's at. And I drove to pick him up at the bus, like, little station. I will never forget how nervous I was. I think it was, like, the first time I maybe had an anxiety attack. Like, I was just so nervous. Like, I was sweating. And I remember he came off the bus and just, like, hugged me. And, like, I think we probably kissed, like, right away. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I'm so in love. He stayed with our mutual friend in, like, some part of Southern California. But I lived, like, 45 to an hour away. So I would, like, have to drive out there every single day. Because, obviously, my parents did not approve of this. And one night we were actually supposed to, like, meet my parents. But at the last minute, I told them, I was like, we're stuck in, which we were stuck in traffic. And I was like, so we're just not gonna. So they never met Billy ever.
Whoa.
Yeah, which is crazy. And, like, I think it was, God, I shouldn't be doing this because I'm so bad at, like, you remember everything. And, like, I don't know if it was this time, but, like, he went to church with me. And I, like, because that was important to me. So I did appreciate that. And then I think we were talking about, like, we were at dinner one night. And I was like, so what would we do about, like, if we had kids? Like, what would we... how would we raise them? And he was like, well, like, I don't care, like, if they go to church. And I was just, like, really bummed out because, like, I just wanted someone at the time, like, that was, like, so, like, loved Jesus and, like, you know, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. So that happened. And then I visited him where he lived, and it was the first time I flew by myself, and I felt so cool. This is insane, but I went out there to visit... He lived in Chicago, or, like, a suburb of Illinois. I was visiting the Columbia school out there. Columbia College? I don't fucking know. I really wanted to go to, like, music school. So I, like, set up a meeting and stuff to go tour the school. So I don't know if my parents knew what was really happening, or they're stupid. Or they were just like, we just have to say that we trust her. But I think I pulled this off. Because I was staying at Billy's house, like, in his bed, obviously. And he had a friend named, I don't know, I'll make up a name, Sarah. And me and her were, like, friends through him, obviously. It was, like, his hometown friend. And I was like, okay, I have to tell my parents that I'm staying with you. But they want to, like, but we have to, like, make it seem legit. Like, and so we made a fake email that pretended to be this girl's mom. And she was emailing my mom saying that, yeah, like, it's totally fine that she stays here. So my parents thought I was staying with Billy. That's probably, honestly, the most rebellious thing I have ever done in my adolescence. Which is pretty good that I didn't do anything else.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, so I stayed with him, and it was, like, his 21st birthday, I remember, and we just had, like, such a good time. It was so fun. Like, we just visited the school together, and it was, like, fun, like, walking around Chicago, being like, oh, my God, we're holding hands. I was, like, smoking cigarettes, and, like, just thought I was so cool. The internet was obviously going fucking crazy because we made, like, a boyfriend tag video. Think it's still up. If you know who I'm talking about, you can look it up on YouTube. But yeah, it was just so fun. And then I think the last time I saw him in person was when he came to VidCon. But this is where we broke up. Fast forward, like, okay, so we were, like, officially together 7 months, which you can't even fucking count that as a relationship because, like, we never saw each other. Like, I mean, I guess it was because I definitely did love him. Like, how you, do you think you actually loved, like, some, it was, like, some form of love.
I was definitely infatuated, and I thought that because my relationship before, I loved him. Mm-hmm. I could say that. Mm-hmm. But he did cheat on me for a long time, and it was a really unhealthy relationship. So the way that, like, was, like, treating me and talking about me, it felt, like, really special. So it could have just been a product of comparison, but maybe I did.
Yeah, because
probably
this was, like, my first, like, I felt so, like, grown up, and, like, because my only, I'm doing air quotes, relationship before that was, like, literally a month, and, like, I was just like, I don't like you anymore. So I was thinking, like, I will never be able to get over this person, I don't think. Like, I will always love this person. I'm so scared. Like, my life, like, I was very sad. Mm-hmm. So, fast forward,
me and this stupid bitch, and I feel like he would say the same thing, wasted 3 years of our life. 3 years later, like past the 7 month mark of breaking up, we would be on and off again. Like, but we were never, ever officially together again. We would, one of us would want to be together, the other one wouldn't. And then vice versa. And then we'd both want to be together. But, oh, let's wait until we see each other again to make it official. It's like, when the fuck are we going to see each other? We literally talked every day from the day we broke up, which is stupid. If you could learn anything from me, and I learned this after this relationship, like, if you break up, cut it off, man. Just cut it off. You don't need your answers. You need to start the healing process. Just move on. Yeah, maybe you'll get back together. Like, Seth and I, like, we didn't talk for, like, 5 months, and then we got back together, and now we're married. So it works out sometimes. But I remember one time we were talking, and then he started talking to this girl in his town. And I remember, which I'm just so, like, proud of my younger self. I remember him coming to me and telling me that he liked this girl. And I said, okay, well, I just need to tell you that if you choose to pursue this girl, we will never, ever, ever try to be together ever again. And I don't think he believed me because I would always take him back after all like his like failed things that he would try, or like he would get bored and like come back to me. And I think he was like, okay, well, I respect that, but like I think I'm gonna try to be with this girl. I was like, okay, that's fine. It didn't work out. So he came back to me. I remember this so distinctly. I was walking on my street when I still lived at home, obviously. I was like 20 something at this point. And he called me and he was like sobbing and like total gaslighting. Like, I don't understand why you're doing this. Like, why would you do this to me? Like, I love you so fucking much. Like, why don't you want to be? I was like, I told you, like, I gave you, I'm done being second place, bitch.
Yes.
And it just makes me so happy to think about that. And then I read this book, and it's called A Breakup Because It's Broken. And I recommend it to literally everyone. Unfortunately, it is written, like, from a very, like, heterosexual couple, like, guy-girl. So I'm sorry about that. But also, you can still use the advice for sure. I read it, and literally, it was like a switch. I was like, oh, my God, I'm over Billy. It was the coolest thing. I remember I was sitting on my lawn chair in my backyard reading it. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. This is amazing. I don't ever want to be with him. He's literally treats me like shit. Oh, my God. And so it was, we went like a long time without talking. And then I was just like, he is a very important person in my life. So I do like want to reach out and like check on him, you know, because like I'm just like that. Like, I cannot hold any grudges against anyone, or like we have to like end the friendship and be like, it's okay, I forgive you, but I don't want to be your friend. Like, that's how I have to leave things. So then I just reached out, and like we're still like good friends now, and it's just so cool to see like the growth in both of us, and like we came out of that. That sounds like I'm crying, but I'm not. There's something stuck in my throat. I'm like, weak. Like, it's just cool to have like a healthy relationship with someone that you had such an unhealthy relationship. I, the other day, like looked at our Facebook messages, and I was like, the way you spoke to me, the way you fucking spoke to me. I mean, obviously I was just like, I did that thing where you romanticize like a bad relationship. You're like, ugh, it's so tragic that we just fight all the time, but like we always come back together. Like, that is just probably true love. It's like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
I'm like, no, this is unhealthy fucking shit.
Especially if you're like not doing anything to like solve the problem, like therapy and stuff. But yeah, that's the story of Billy and how I became a badass boss bitch.
Yay.
And then he asked Amanda to Tumblr prom.
Yeah, Billy.
Come closer. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, what the fuck is Tumblr prom, bitch? Also, Billy said he would be on this episode, but it's like, so we need to come up with a better like way of recording with a third person, because it just does not work out.
It's weird. Yeah.
But, and plus, you guys just want to hear from us, like, let's be real. Except you do want to hear from our significant other, so we will do an episode. We'll probably do that like when we're all four together.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh my god, it'd be so fun. Anyways.
Wow.
Who's your next one?
I have, here's my last one.
Yeah.
And this one is like, fuck you, baby. Also, you suck.
Yeah, we have way more, but obviously we're not just gonna fucking talk your ear off the whole time. Okay. Yeah, because I have one more after her.
Also, somebody who was like on the internet.
Shocker. God damn
it. Who like, we talked all the time and it was like feelings were there. But with this person, it just like was also not fully there. And I was fine with it because it was like long distance friend flirty. They also had like secret partners, which was really annoying and a common theme in my fucking life, I guess. There would be like attachment in a way that was like, oh, you can talk to other people, but you can't talk to this person, them to me. And but they would tell me about the people that like they were fucking, and I was like, yeah, I don't care. I mean, like, we're not a thing. But it was like really hypocritical and weird and possessive, but not. Mm-hmm. I think the moral of the story of all of this is if you're gonna date somebody or like talk to somebody from the internet, don't talk to somebody from Tumblr.
Yeah, dude.
if you're still on Tumblr, just like don't.
It's, well, I mean, I can't be a hypocrite because I met Seth on Tumblr and I met the worst people in my life on Tumblr at the same time. Like,
I know.
It's really just, you have to just be smart. But like, slide into someone's DMs on Instagram. That's how the kids are doing it these days.
For sure. If you were like dating or trying to like talk to somebody right now, like pretend that, you know, like it's an alternate universe, how would you do it? Or how would you want somebody to talk to you?
I think I have no problem with dating apps. Like, maybe I don't like Tinder, but because, like, we all know I had bad experiences on Tinder. But, like, I think Bumble's cool if you're in, like, for me, a heterosexual relationship. Like, I would have to reach out to the guy. But, like, I love a good old-fashioned fucking DM. Or let's pretend COVID didn't exist. I would love to meet someone at a fucking bar. Or out and about at the dog park, maybe. That's a good one.
Would you approach somebody or would you wait for somebody to approach you?
I've approached people. Jack, no blocking. No blocking.
No blocking.
I've approached people before. Well, like one time there was this cute guy at a Starbucks and Becky was like, I dare you to go say hi. I was like, okay. So I was very confident. My whole like life, I'm like all about just fucking risk it for the biscuit. Anyways, I went up to this guy at Starbucks when Becky and I were leaving. I was like, hey, I just thought I'd tell you that you are very attractive. And he said, well, thank you. I said, you're welcome. And then that's all that happened. So obviously I was fucking ugly because he didn't say, whoa, wait. Let's kiss.
When was that?
That was like college.
That's pretty
like,
cute.
Like one time, I don't know. You guys know I don't remember what stories I tell on here, but one time we were driving back from Disneyland and we pulled up next to this guy. It was like dark on the freeway and I was like, I think he's cute. I like typed my number really big on my phone and like held it out the window.
What?
And then we started texting and we hung out and I was like, I'm pretty sure you're gay. So I hope one day, sir, if you're listening to this, I hope you got to come out, King.
Oh, here's another thing. I don't know if I said this in the past before, but there's this one person. I have had so many, I say so many, I mean more than one occasion, where dudes would try to like be flirty with me on Facebook and Instagram, and I would be nice and talk to them like a person because I don't want to be the bitch who automatically assumes, oh, you flirting with me?
Yeah.
But they do. And I'm like, if you are approaching me on Facebook where I have my relationship on there and you're playing dumb like, I didn't know you were in a relationship, fuck you.
Ew. Yeah. I've had people add me and they're like, you're really pretty. I'm like, thank you. Like, because I just respond. I'm like, you look stupid.
Yeah.
This one guy, he's a flight attendant, and what you all need to know are that straight male flight attendants are the fucking worst. Oh my God. Because they know they're like a unicorn. Mm-hmm. In because you know most men flight attendants are gay, so they think they're just so cool. And he was messaging me. He was like, "You're really pretty." I was like, "Thanks." And then he said something else. He was like, "We should fly together, or like go to the beach or something together." I was like, "I don't think my husband would be too happy if I did that." And he was like, "Well, like, I'm not trying to get married or anything." I'm like, "Dude, fuck you. You know what you were doing, and now you're just embarrassed."
Oh my God.
And he was like, "So maybe just fly together," and I just never wrote back. I was like,
"Wow, what a freak."
I hate when they act like we're like the crazy ones that like took it too far, like, "Whoa, mm-hmm. whoa, I'm not trying to marry you." It's like, that's why would I hang out with you at the beach, weirdo?
Yeah, that is fucking weird.
Men are the fucking worst, if we've taught you anything.
There would be some dudes who are like still add me on Facebook, like even like as recent as a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, did I come up on your people you may know thing? And you're like, I'm gonna add you on Facebook because we're like 30 years old, let me look at your shit. And I'm like, no. They're all people from my hometown too. I'm like, I don't even fucking live there anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know bitches. You.
Yeah. I don't know you, and you don't know me. Know you. My last story involves Amanda too, so I thought I would tell it. I met this person on Stickam. And he was so hot. I was like, oh, be still my heart. You're so hot. He was in a band. Shocked. And so we started talking. Who's shocked? He was from Arizona, and him and his band were touring, and they went to LA. So I went to his show in LA. I'm trying to think if I kissed him then. I don't think I did. I'm literally not sure. Actually, I probably did. Wait, is that when he did the thing? No, that was in Arizona. So I remember I was so sweaty. I think maybe we kissed when I visited him. I don't know. Fast forward, I'm visiting Amanda at some point. Was it the first time we met? No. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, this is why I need her, because she explains everything. So I'm visiting Amanda, and I'm like, dude, you have to come with me to the show. This guy is so hot. We're probably going to hook up. It's going to be wild. So we went to this shitty pop punk show. And before the show, he was like, come with me. And I was like, Amanda, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be that stupid fucking friend that's like, you don't know anyone here. Bye. But also,
no, you know what's weird?
What? You knew someone? So
I live in Tucson. We drove to Phoenix. Mm. And Melanie went to go like hook up with this dude.
What about that town that starts with an A? I swear it was there. The college.
Was it Tempe?
Yeah.
That's ASU?
Yeah.
ASU's in Tempe. Tempe is pretty much Phoenix. It's like,
okay,
Phoenix,
sorry. And whatever, and then,
no. Okay. Yeah, so, okay, so we're in Tempe. And Melanie goes to hook up with this guy, but I was, like, hanging out in this, like, pizza parlor, and somebody new was working there. Somebody who I went to high school with, who, like, I still really like a lot. She's like, hey, and I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, I live here, and I work here, and I was like, it's so good to see you.
Oh, thank God. So I'm not a total twat.
don't feel bad.
But also, really weird. Sometimes you just have that friend and you know that they're like, all right, I know you're not doing this to be a bitch. It's just literally the only opportunity you have. So,
Oh, yeah. And if my friend's going to go get some, like, action, I'm going to let my friend go get some fucking action and not be an ass about it.
So, he takes me to a very romantic place. It's a parking lot. And we're kind of just... Well, actually, we found, like, this corner, and then there was a homeless person there, so we were like, oh, let's go. And we were, like, making out in the middle of a parking lot. And... You're not ready for the cringe. You're not. He goes... He's kind of, like, being all rough, and I'm like, dude, we're standing in a parking lot. And he's like, are you gonna be a good girl till after the show? I'm like... Yeah. I fucking guess. Like, what am I? And obviously it's like, aw, you watch so much porn. So I was like, yeah, dude, whatever. And so we watch his band play. And then he's like, we're having a house party after. And me and Amanda are like, hell fucking yeah, let's go. And so we go to like some weird apartment complex, I think. And
yeah,
Amanda starts talking to this other guy that's in the band. Let's call him Josh Peck. And we go off, and he just like has me pinned against the wall. We're just making out, fucking moving, grinding, and vibing. God, if my brother's listening, I'm so sorry, sweetie. And yeah, I mean, the story kind of ends there. It's just like a typical douche dude that's like, oh, we're not gonna date, but like we can still hook up, and like I'll tell you like how pretty you are, but like we don't want a relationship. Like that guy on TikTok that makes like those indie boy TikToks where he pretends to be like a shitty. He's like, yeah, like you can meet my mom, but I don't want to date. Can you pass me my guitar? I was like,
yeah, starts playing American
like,
football.
Kind of like that, and then I feel like shortly after, that's, like, when Seth and I started talking. So, like, we never saw each other again. I think he's in a relationship. But it's funny because two coincidences with two different groups of friends and this guy. I had someone write in for our messages about, wait, I don't know if I told you this. One of my friends from high school, she lives in Arizona now. When she was, like, on dating apps and stuff, she's married now, she matched with the singer of that band. And but
yeah,
but they're, like, actually, like, friends now. And she, like, knows of this guy. I was just like, that is so weird, like, the connection.
Wow.
And then my friends in Charleston, South Carolina, went to see The Maine. And he, like, plays with them sometimes. And so I was like, haha, this guy, like, hooked up with before is, like, keyboard player, I think. I don't know. And my friend was like, he's so fucking hot. I'm gonna, like, and he keeps looking at me. And I was like, oh, my God, if you guys hook up, that would be insane. But he has a girlfriend, so I don't think they did. I mean, that doesn't stop some people, but
you never know.
I just think that's so weird. Like, the world is so fucking small, dude.
That is so...
Basically, dude. The story of my douchebag man life on the internet is like artsy dudes that are like, it's like, let's listen to Brand New and like fucking cuddle, but like I don't want to date you, but you're so beautiful and like you're the best person I've ever known, but like we shouldn't date. It's like, okay, you can't have your cake and eat it too, bitch. Unless obviously like I'm all about like a friends with benefits situation, like, oh, we hook up sometimes when we see each other, cool. But
if like you're trying to like, you're so cute.
Yeah, like, don't, like...
Emotions are involved.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, that's complicated.
Anyways, that's the story!
This is the story of a girl
who hooked up with internet people. Ooh, that was a good first episode back. Juicy goosey.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
juicy.
Back. My Yankees back. Oh, wow.
I gotta fucking go.
I gotta go. I need to get out of this romper.
You look cutie. Oh, hell I'm yeah.
I'm like a little clown.
Okay. I gotta take my dog out. He has not been out in a long time.
Oh, he's gotta go.
He's gotta fucking take it. Shit. We love you guys. Tell us your friggin' stories.
Yeah, I hope by now you have sent in some secrets or advice, and then we can make fun little
episodes. Follow our podcast, and then if you want to join our Discord, it's so fun.
It is fun. And everybody who's in our Discord is so nice.
I know, they're so, so sweet. Cute.
I love you, silly little babies.
Silly babies. Hey, guys, I just want to leave you with this. I feel like this just got put on my mind to tell you. Everything is fucking going to be okay. Like, if you're fucking sad right now, like, of course you're gonna have sad days, but then you're gonna have good days. Life is a fucking roller coaster. Ride it, bitch.
Oh, whoa. Okay, Jesus.
Yeah, so just call me Gandhi.
Wow.
But we love you.
We love you. I really hope Trump's not the prez, dude.
Dude, he can't be.
He can't be. If he is,
I gotta go.
I'll see you guys in Australia. I fucking
good day, mate. Good day. I love you.
I love you so much, you little pipsqueaks.
We are unhinged and we have to fucking bring ourselves together. I gotta go take a fucking whole vial of CBD and watch British Bake Off.
Hell, fuck.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Whoop, whoop. All right.
Love you.
Goodbye, poopies.
Got peepees.